Murder at the Washington Tribune by Margaret Truman. Chapter 1. Another speaker came to the podium. Joe Wilcox leaned close to his wife and muttered just loud enough for her pretty ears only. Ah, another speaker. He shifted position in his chair and twisted his neck against a growing stiffness and full-blown boredom. With them at a front table were three couples, others from the Washington Tribune and their spouses, who had agreed to attend the awards evening with the Wilcoxes out of friendship or obligation or maybe a little of both. The dinner was an annual event for the Washington Media Association, whose members came from the ranks of Washington, D.C.'s print and broadcast journalists. Like most such groups, its leadership was fond of bestowing awards on deserving members and on their chosen profession, giving that same leadership a reason for taking to the podium to express their views on many things, mostly political. An occasional, usually accidental, bit of humor provided blessed audience relief from those who spoke endlessly, others longer. "At least they're getting to the awards," Wilcox thought, as the speaker said, "in conclusion," for the third time. Wilcox looked to a table at which his daughter Roberta sat. She was the reason Joe and Georgia were there. The speaker at the podium finally did conclude, and the bestowing of awards commenced, 22 in all. 3 weeks later, or so it seemed, Roberta was the 16th recipient called to the podium to accept the award for Best Local Investigative Reporting, broadcast, accompanied by the producer and the director of a TV series they had done on corruption within the Washington MPD, Metropolitan.